This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your girl K-Dot back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is. You already know the vibes. Man. So we have something really important to talk about today. As you all know, in the sports world, Deshaun Watson, he had his post-game, introductory press conference, which a lot of people still have questions and concerns, and under the circumstances, it's very hard to get information on an ongoing investigation for obvious reasons. I would love to get your opinions. You know, you guys can definitely inbox me. Check out my Instagram, the Ripple Effect underscore K-Dot. Facebook, a lot of you guys hit me up on Facebook. That's Katrina B. Let me know what you guys think. But I'm here to tell you, I'm still staying on my initial stance where we definitely have a legal system who decided not to press charges, even though another grand jury came out and decided that they didn't have enough information in order to go forward with the case, meaning they weren't willing to indict him based off of the evidence they had. You know, obviously, if you're thinking about things logically, that can mean one or two things, right? Not necessarily meaning that he's innocent. It just means that there's just not enough there for them to go forward with it. But it's just weird to me how in this country we're of the belief that people are innocent until proven guilty. We agree, or supposed to, I think, that everybody deserves their day in court, you know, and deserves their due process. Now, when it comes to certain cases, or even when it pertains to celebrities, or even, we can be honest, certain demographic of people, where things may not always be the same or treated fairly, right? And that's just based off facts. It's not even, you know, trying to be biased or, you know, trying to say what's fair. I mean, it is what it is. It's not fair. We talked about this before. It is a legal system, not a justice system. And there's a lot of evidence that points into that direction. If you don't believe me, if you have money, right, even if you're guilty, the way the system works, you know, if you qualify for bail, right, you just put up the money and you're able to kind of run around free until your trial date, right? So there's a lot of things, you know, and that's all privatized. Like, why do we have a bondsman system, you know, if that's the case? But we can go back and forth with that as well. But at the same time, it's just, I understand the need to be transparent in this case for people to rush to judgment, but I think that's just a problem, right? Why are we so quick to judge before we really know the situation? And some people would say, well, there's about 22 reasons why. And we're going to attempt to get into that, right? I have a couple of issues with what's going on. I feel like a lot of people are deeply divided on this issue, and that could be for your own personal reasons or your own, you know, views, because from right now, unless you actually have evidence or actually know the case, you know, these cases that well enough to be able to say Deshaun Watson is guilty, it's very hard to rush to that judgment. You know, you have a young black male, right, unattached, playing really good at the quarterback level. And when I mean really good, I mean like at an elite level, right? So much so that he's put into categories when it comes to rushing yards and throwing touchdowns. He's up there with, you know, Dan Marino. You know, Patrick Mahomes is up there. You know, there's some big names. So when you're in that air, you can understand where that money came from as far as his contract and why he's getting $230 million guaranteed. and why his deal is structured a certain way. And we'll get into that in a little bit, why Andrew Berry decided to structure his contract that way. And we can go back and forth with that as well. He was beloved, from what I know, from what I've read, the work that he did in the community. And I'm not even just talking about on-the-field stuff. It's just his charitable work, you know, his willingness to donate time, not just his money, but also resources into the community of, you know, of Houston, Texas. And you don't really hear anything bad, like not even anything. I mean, nada. As far as we know, he was a decent human being, as far as we know. So much so that the Houston Texans wanted to sign him, right? That's why they offered him a contract. They offered him a contract, but here's the thing. The Houston Texans have a bad history on the direction of their organization, where it's going. So much so that there have been other players that have been able to speak to this that wanted out, because they don't feel like what they wanted and what the organization wanted matched up. So they always felt like they wanted to go their own separate ways. And we're talking specifically about players like Andre Johnson, for instance, DeAndre Hopkins, right? Now, these are some big-time wide receivers that left this organization because they felt like they weren't moving in their direction that they wanted to move into, because these guys are winners. You know, and especially Andre Johnson, from, like, he quiet, very mild-mannered man, you know, just, he was actually on the podcast, I Am Athlete, you guys should check that out. Also, the Pivot podcast, even though that they, you know, split, they used to be all together. It's a really good podcast. I enjoy them both for different reasons, but Andre Johnson was on I Am Athlete, and he was able to speak his mind onto the issues that were going on with, some of the issues that were going on with Deshaun Watson, as well as the Houston Texans organization and how they tend to go about their business, and why he saw some similarities with himself and Deshaun pertaining to dealing with an organization like the Houston Texans. Now, I say all that to say this. Nobody said anything, or I can't say that, but what I can say is nothing came up besides the Houston Texans wanted to sign him. But obviously Deshaun Jackson felt they were moving in different directions, and he refused. He didn't want to resign. He had other options in mind, and he let the organization know, listen, thank you for everything, but I want to explore my options, and I want to, you know, he wanted to leave. And here's the thing. A lot of people are very quick to say, oh, you know, whether it's players or organizations, they're not very honest, right? They kind of just have their agenda and then execute that agenda, and they're not very transparent in doing so, whether it's towards fans, media, or even just the players themselves. But here's the thing. Deshaun Watson was very honest, was very transparent, and he told them straight up, like, listen, I don't want to play here anymore. I don't want you guys to start making moves or making decisions trying to, you know, planned, you know, pretty much build a team around me type of thing when I don't plan on being here. You know, kind of giving them that courtesy. And then all of a sudden, it's like once we find that out and we know that he's out there, he's looking to see what team not only would require his services, and he's an elite quarterback, so he will find some place, but, you know, find some place where he enjoys, you know, where he can ultimately win a Super Bowl. That's the end game. That's the goal, obviously. And then all of a sudden you hear all of these accusations. And don't get me wrong, like, I do want to make this very clear that if they find something, or if that's in fact, or if they just, I'm just interested in the truth, whether that being he's guilty or not guilty. You know, I'll be the first one to say, hey, you gotta serve your time, man. Like, right? You gotta do what you gotta do on that end, because that's disgusting. Like, that's egregious. That's not someone we want in our community. That's not someone we want as a leader, you know? That, at least that's what you would want the Browns to say, right? But like I said, as for me, then if you're guilty, you're guilty. But I just think we just need to be very careful when it comes to rushing to judgment. And everybody keeps saying that they hate this cancel culture, but yet they keep perpetuating it. If you hate it so much, then stop. Take a second. Take a pause. We really don't have to rush to judgment here. And if you were watching the conference, the introductory post-conference, like, he's not even willing to settle, which tells you a couple of things. Why would you want this to drag out? Because let's say this does drag out into, not this season of the NFL, right? Let's say it drags out into, like, the next season, right? And the NFL decides to find them, let's just say. Not because they found anything, just because, you know, that's just their protocol and that's how they want to address it, just because of the optics and how everything looks. And we already know how the NFL has reacted to situations like this in the past, right? And they kind of just want to make an example out of him. Well, guess what? That restructured contract, the way they set it up for him to make $1 million right now, all that goes out the window, right? Because that $43 million is what's going to take the hit if he ends up missing 6 to 8 games, or however many games that they feel, you know, is warranted. You know, so that tells me, like, yeah, not only is he been well coached, yeah, of course. I mean, but a lot of guys that are in that situation particularly have to be. You have to be ready for whatever comes at you. Right, especially if he's trying to prove his innocence. He's more interested in proving his name. He's not even worrying about settling. A lot of people just want to settle very quickly, right? And whether you want to say that makes them guilty or not, I mean, I guess that's your own choice whether you want to take it that far. But some people just want it behind them just so they can move forward. But Deshaun Watson, from what I gathered, is more interested in clearing his name. Because it's his name that's stained. He said he was raised by his mother, right? And his aunties. It seems he takes that very seriously. You know, anybody who's ever been raised, you know, in a single parent household, just trying to make ends meet. I don't know, you can kind of more so relate to that. And knowing that we do have a system that's never in your favor, you know, so that's another reason why it's really hard for me to believe that 2 grand juries decided not to indict him, which means to actually formally accuse him, right, and to take it to trial. That's pretty much what it means, but they decided not to take it to trial. And a young black man in America, let's just address the elephant in the room here. You don't get too many passes on whether you did it or, like, you don't. I just don't see it. I don't see it. Because with an opportunity like this for them to, like, really send a message, right? Young athlete, if they want to paint the picture of he can do whatever he wants, we're going to send a message and at least make this thing go to trial, right? To at least let them know, so let all the details come out. But they didn't even want to go that route. Why is that? Why is nobody asking those questions? I know they're focusing on the number of 22, and I get it. I do. I wholeheartedly get that. But for me, that should mean the evidence would need to be somewhere, right? Like, you would think it would be maybe easier to find. or easier for them to go forward with this. At least not, if not one grand jury, at least a second. And the fact that they aren't. Our legal system, which most people claim that they believe in, right? I mean, then it's like, well, what exactly can we do besides let this play out? I mean, a lot of key things that Deshaun Watson also said is that he does want to tell his side of the story once this investigation is over. He wants to have a sit down and be transparent. Now, I don't know what that's going to entail. I don't know, because I know that's going to invite a lot more questions, because some people did ask a lot of tough questions, right? They wanted to know, why did you have so many massage therapists? You know, what was the reasoning behind that? And it's like, we can sit here and try to formulate a reason for why that is. He wasn't really able to tell us, besides of social media and how, you know, I mean, I don't know, because you became so big of a star, you don't want to keep showing up at the same, I don't know. I'm not even going there. I'm not going to, you know, necessarily make excuses but from what he said, this is what I'm going by. And we have no choice, right, but to let everything play out. Like, you don't necessarily have to believe him wholeheartedly. I'm just saying, I'm not rushing to judgment. It's just as simple as that. You know, everybody has their choice based off of their views, and this matter should be taken seriously. And I think it is being taken very seriously. You know, there's just a lot of factors involved. I don't believe a franchise you never know. But I truly don't believe, not at the quarterback position. I mean, some people would argue Ben Roethlisberger, right? But he was already there, and I don't know. I don't know. I know the NFL is definitely very shaky and very inconsistent when it comes to a lot of these things, but you can also argue that so is our legal system. They're also very inconsistent. You know, you can pretty much call it what it is. I mean, that's ultimately who the NFL is following, right? Because if the legal system isn't doing anything, why are we putting so much pressure for the NFL to do something? You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, it's the same, it's sort of equivalent in the social aspect when you actually think about Enes Kanter, right? He's an NBA player with the Celtics, I believe. He's been kind of hopping around. He calls himself, I forgot, what is it, Peace or something? I don't know. These guys change their names nowadays to, you know, you got Yay, and I can't keep up. But anyway, Enes Kanter put a lot of pressure on the NBA saying, why do we do business with China? Like, really trying to, you know, put his foot down and kind of saying, you know, we're hypocrites and this and that. But, you know, you're opening up a whole can of worms here, because here's the thing. Why is just the NBA getting singled out when it's just all of America? We all do business with China. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, why are we so quick to just single out one? Like, you're singling out the NFL to be above all, right? And don't get me wrong, they should have standards. They should, you know, hold themselves to a high standard. But why aren't we putting that pressure on our legal system to hold ourselves to a higher standard? I keep telling you, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. We have to keep that into perspective. You know, MLK was preaching, man, before the age of 40. He was telling us a lot. A lot of us weren't listening, though. You can't just pick and choose what issue means the most to you and kind of just run with it. Or you can, but at the same time, when it comes time for your fight, you're going to be looking around for everybody else to jump on board, but they're going to be so involved with theirs, they're not even going to, you know, they're going to have a reason to not, you know, get involved with your movement, whether it's rightfully so or not. So we just have to keep things into perspective here and just understand that we're sitting here putting all this pressure on the NFL. You know, all eyes are on them. But meanwhile, there's no eyes on the grand jury, right? There's no eyes on the second grand jury. There's no eyes on the judge that ruled that. There's no, you know, where the DA, right? Why aren't people pushing for that? Because, or to release whatever that needs to be released for it to be more transparent, for us to be able to sit there and read through it. And I get there's an investigation going on, so they can't necessarily, you know, just divulge everything. But when you don't get that transparency, it's very hard to sit there and say somebody is guilty, especially when you know for a fact the law has not been working in their favor when it comes to the color of their skin. Let's face it. That's the real world we live in. Whether people want to, you know, acknowledge that or not, I mean, it's not my, you know, my job to get you to acknowledge it. It's just reality. It's a fact. This is a fact of life. This is something that people on a daily basis have to deal with. And just because you don't read about it, or it's not highlighted, or it's not on ESPN every day, it doesn't mean that it's not somebody's everyday struggle, and it is. That's why I'm being more so not only sensitive, you know, to the issue, because like I said, these are serious allegations, you know. But at the same time, there's too many questions on both sides. There's too many questions. Nobody's giving answers. Everybody's just saying that they're doing their due diligence and trying to sort through all the facts, you know, through testimony, you know, whatever evidence they may have or lack thereof. I mean, we have to just sit here and let this play out. And I want to hear his side, you know, his full story to see how we got to this point. You know, even him saying that he has no regrets. Now, that part of it, I didn't really care for, because at the end of the day, I get it. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, but if you were put in a position where somebody can misconstrue the situation in any way, you best believe I'm going to sit there and rethink that and say, you know what, maybe I could have done things differently. Maybe I could have, you know, made sure that my team was, you know, a little bit more diligent in picking out a massage therapist or whatever the case was. You know what I mean? Like, if it was just something that small, but I get because of the investigation, maybe he wants to be very careful about saying that, because then it kind of leaves a little room open to say that, well, you probably did something. So, you know, it just, if you leave, if you know how lawyers operate, if you leave any room, any wiggle room, they're going to, you know, obviously, they're going to squeeze on through, you know, no spine. They're going to get through there. You know, so I definitely understand that, and you got to respect that. But at the same time, I wish he didn't use those, you know, because hindsight is always 20/20. You know, maybe these, how do we know that these allegations really weren't a surprise? Like, how do we know that? A lot of people just, they don't want to believe, and it's based off of what? Like, that's what we need to ask ourselves. Is it the number 22, or the fact that even if it was just one? You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we have to understand where that's coming from. We cannot be biased here. We can't be looking for confirmation bias in this situation. This is somebody's life. This is someone's livelihood. And if he is not guilty of this, then shame on everybody who is rushing to judgment without letting everything play out. Does it look bad? Yeah, it looks terrible. And this is just speaking as a human being. And one thing I also want to point out, you know, while we're discussing cases like this, especially of sexual assault, sexual harassment, things of that nature, and it's great that a lot of people want to get a woman's take on this, and that's obviously very important. But at the same time, men out there, guys, hope you're listening. it's not a woman's job to necessarily have or to feel any different than you should. You should feel this way too. You have a mother. You know, if you have a sister, if you have a daughter, if you have a cousin, if you have a heart, if you're a person, you know, I'm not saying that there's too many cases like this, but what if it was a male in this situation, you know, and it was something that was unwarranted or things of that. And like, I just feel like when it comes to civil rights, when it comes to anybody, you know, violating someone in that such a way, I feel like as a human being, that should rock you to your core. Regardless, like, you should really kind of just say to yourself, like, whoa, you know, like, that is so egregious, so disgusting, so unimaginable, you know, so something we don't want to tolerate, something that we will not tolerate anywhere. You know, I say all that because I understand you do want to get the perspective from different communities depending on, you know, whether it's, you know, something that involves, you know, women more or the Black community more, or the Jewish community, whatever the case may be, you know. The point is, when something's not right, it's just not right. And don't be scared to speak up and to say what's right and what's not. Because it's clear that, you know, these allegations are serious and it's not right. But at the same time, it's not right to just blame somebody or rush to judgment before we have any of the facts. Just because you understand that these allegations are serious. You have to be able to differentiate the two. You have to be able to say, yes, this is serious. This is something that should never happen to any human being. You know, this is terrible. And whoever did this, and if he indeed did do this, he should pay, you know, tenfold, not just financially, with his life, you know, with services, you know, meaning being put away, right? Prison. It's kind of what our legal system's all about. We have a whole system that involves if you did X, Y, and Z, you're going to be going here for X amount of time, right? Labor, all these things. But I just find it just a little crazy that everybody's just ready to rush to just lock somebody up and throw away the key without any evidence. Especially if the legal system is not even, like, these are people who deal with cases like this on the regular, unfortunately. And yet, everyday people who have no evidence, they're just rushing to judgment based off of what exactly? That's all I need to know. Just what? What exactly are you basing it off of? So, all I can say is I really hope Deshaun Watson is able to clear his name if he is in fact not guilty of anything that's been going on and if he's been true and transparent throughout this whole thing. And if he's not, by the same token, he should be thrown in jail if he is guilty, and he should be pay, you know, whatever it is that he needs to pay, you know. But like I said, I stand firm. I'm not rushing to judgment. It's not fair. It's not right. Everybody deserves their due process. We have to just let everything play out. And all we can do is just see what happens. That's all we can do. By rushing to judgment, trying to figure this out, whether you like the guy, don't like the guy. I mean, it's... I always believe the truth always comes to light, so all we got to do is just sit back and see what happens. As a Browns fan, I can see how you're conflicted. I can definitely see how you're conflicted, because on one hand, you're like, wow, we have this really elite quarterback. We haven't had a quarterback like this. And like, it's been quite some time, and I get it. But at the same time, you're like, this is not exactly how you wanted to get the quarterback of your dreams either. And you want to make sure everything is handled, you know, off the field before you can even rush to a decision. But the season, when the season starts, how do you feel? And how are you going to react? And I have to say to you Browns fans, I don't know. I don't know how well you trust in your Browns organization, you know. Andrew Berry, he's got a lot on his plate. I really hope that they really did do their due diligence and vet this guy and really find out that, well, what our ultimately our legal system found out, that there really wasn't too much, it wasn't no evidence. But he said he's been thinking about this for 5 months, you know, and if you're doing your math correctly, that's back in November, right? So they've been thinking about this when Baker was out there on the field, that they've already made up their mind that they needed to upgrade, essentially. And not just an upgrade. We want Deshaun Watson, but we can't just get him because obviously we need to see how this plays out. So they were waiting for the grand jury, right? They were waiting for everything. They said that they hired their own independent investigators to kind of look into all these matters, and they said they feel comfortable with the person of Deshaun Watson. So that's, it's like, I don't know. I know how a lot of people feel only because they understand that organizations just want to win, right? They just, that's their job. Their job is to focus on the on-field type of things. Their job is, I mean, they're not, you know, too focused on off-the-field things. And that's not to say that they don't want somebody with high moral character. I'm not saying that they don't want them. I'm not going to say that. But at the same time, it's like, a lot of times that they don't, it's like that's hard to come by, unfortunately. You know, but I really hope that they did do their due diligence, and the press conference was probably as transparent as they can be given the ongoing investigation. And all I can do is advise people, like, just do whatever feels right. You know, I can't tell you to believe the guy. I can't tell you, you know, not to believe him. But what I can tell you is to not rush to judgment. If you don't want to buy his jersey, I get it. I get it. That's fair. I wouldn't. It's fair. You want to wait till everything plays out, right? Nobody wants to be made a fool of. Nobody wants to sit here and back a guy that all of a sudden you find out all these, like, nobody wants that, especially as an adult. I feel like everybody's already, you know, been through that, and they don't want it. They're not so easily trusted. I get it. And I'm not even saying trust. I'm just saying wait. Hold your opinion. You know, as hard as it may be, because I get it. Everybody's going to have an opinion right away. But at the same time, just, you know, let everything play out the way it should be and have faith that the truth will come out. You know, whether you like it or not. If you have that trust, or at least, you know, and see what happens. You know, watch the games. Root for your team. You know, maybe some people won't. Maybe some people will try to ban their team. I don't know. I can't really speak to that, because that's just something we're really just going to have to wait and see how the guys in the locker room are receptive to him, right? Because they have to trust him. They're putting their lives on the line, right? Because this is not just any old guy that you're kind of just, you know, putting in the team. You know, there's 53 guys, but he is that guy. He is the guy that's supposed to lead them. That's the guy that you want to have, you know, everything in order, your ducks in a row, so to speak. Because he has to be able to hold everybody accountable, including himself. You know, he's the one that they blame when they lose games, and he's the one who gets celebrated when they win them. So we have to keep all that into perspective and understand what all this means going forward, you know. But let's see. Let's wait. Let's be patient. I appreciate you guys going through this hard, somewhat uncomfortable conversation with me and the ripple effects. Guys, like always, keep one thing in mind. Losses equals life lessons. I'm out of here. Peace.
This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.